Good evening, this is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Monday, 12th October. Top stories for today. A 9-month pregnant woman and her husband, who allegedly stole items from a minimart at Lebo Dewangsa, Batu Gajah, were arrested early today. Batu Gajah District Police Chief Assistant Commissioner Ahmad Adnan Basri said police received a report from the assistant of the minimart on Saturday that he has lost his pouch bag containing cash and a mobile phone, which he had placed behind the cash counter. Upon checking the closed-circuit television camera, a team of policemen later raided their home in Batu Gajah, recovering all stolen items except for cash amounting to 130 ringgit. The police have confirmed they will be calling in PKR President Dato Sri Anwar Ibrahim to record his statement, following the lodging of a police report after a list of 121 MPs who purportedly support him as the next Prime Minister was leaked to the public. Criminal Investigation Department Director CP Dato Huzir Mohamad said the investigation began after UMNO's Jerantut MP Dato Ahmad Nazlan Idris lodged a police report on Friday, denying his endorsement of any statutory declaration in support of Anwar as the next Prime Minister. The prosecution in former Penang Chief Minister Lim Guan Eng's corruption case involving the Penang Undersea Tunnel Project will amend 2 out of 4 charges made against him. Deputy Public Prosecutor Wan Shaharuddin Wan Ladin told Sessions Court Judge Azura Alwi that the amendments would be submitted to the court on October 28, which is the next mentioned date during Lim's presence. A recent study by researchers at Australia's National Science Agency revealed that the COVID-19 virus can survive on banknotes, glass and stainless steel for up to 28 days, much longer than the flu virus. The study published by Virology Journal highlights that the virus remains infectious on smooth surfaces, and this calls for the need for frequent cleaning and hand washing to combat the virus. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian revealed to the NSW Independent Commission into Corruption that she had had a close personal relationship with a former MP from the town of Wagga Wagga, Daryl Maguire, who is under investigation for monetizing his position through business dealings with China. Although this is prompting calls from the opposition Labour Party for her resignation, Berejiklian said she ceased contact with Maguire in September 2020 after being privately interviewed by corruption investigators and would continue to serve as Premier. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. Visit astroawani.com for more on these stories.